True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
The Rahimi and Harris Show with Mark Grody, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
Danny Parkins.
Where are you on the Caleb Williams development plan with Ben Johnson?
All of the reporters were saying, like, this is going to take time. It's a process. You're going to need patience and patience and patience.
So I guess what you're saying is, like, more patience.
And then the first drive, and he started 10 for 10, and I was like, screw patience. Super Bowl.
QB1 party. All are invited. Tune into Twitch.
And then he went 8 for his next 20.
Danny the Musha.
How much patience are you willing to have?
What are we talking about? Are you talking about Bajent? What are we talking about?
Whoa.
Folks, put your seatbelts on. This could be a bumpy ride.
If Caleb Williams is not connecting on basic throws in week 10, what are you going to be saying?
I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be frustrated.
Will you be okay with Tyson Bajent then?
No. What I am hearing is that some people actually believe that Tyson Bajent is better than Caleb Williams. And I think those people are insane. This idea that Ben Johnson came here to bench Caleb Williams 9 games in is just intergalactically stupid.
I think Ben Johnson will be the guy who brings the best out of Caleb Williams. I am very confident in that. And I got confidence in a lot of things, Danny.
I'm sure you got a lot of confidence in yourself. You're a handsome man.
All right, we apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for that presentation.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, with Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. When we have breaking news, it is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody. Mark is at Hallis Hall on 670 The Score. And we also have a text line. You can text us on 312-644-6767. You can call us there as well. We also are on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. And we're on YouTube. I've been asked by the YouTube people to shout them out. And as much as I love YouTube, I figured why the heck not. So you can check us out on our live stream as well. 670 The Score is the channel on YouTube. And we begin by being kind of the Caleb Williams post-game show, in a way, the morning show, Marshall, and also our show, the midday show, because he didn't talk until 6:30. And while that may not sound atypical, that is when it comes to how regimented NFL teams are. Of course, they're animals of habit, as we are. You know, we tell you what time we have stuff on our show for a reason. There's a certain routine. And despite it being something that you think would happen more, typically the media availabilities happen at the time or around the time within, I don't know, a half hour maybe max that they're scheduled. For a guy who's expected to speak at 3 to speak at 6:30, especially when it's QB1, that's going to lead you to ask a few questions.
Yeah, I think we have all been in that situation where we think someone's speaking at a certain time because that's what the team told us. We're in the room, we're waiting, and we call it the hurry up and wait game because you're waiting. And then once you get what you need from said player, coach, whoever's that you're waiting on, your interview subject, then you got to hurry up, turn it around, meet deadline, all of those things, especially in television. And now more so than ever, I guess, on the digital side, because newspapers aren't quite the same animal that they were, you know, 20 years ago.
Right. You got to get it together and you got to give it context and you have to explain, I think, for those who want less than doing the work themselves, find the most important pieces. So that was a bit of a surprise in just that way, not necessarily massive, but one of those things where you're raising your eyebrows, so you want to know why. So he was asked at about 6:30 yesterday why he was late, and the answer had to do with what was going on.
First question, why are you late?
Got some ball to handle, short week, and getting after it.
So that says to me, they had some work to do.
Not surprising. I mean, based on what we saw on Sunday, based on the answers, by the way, that we were given Sunday and Monday, and now on a Wednesday by the head coach, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 3 days in a row, we heard from the head coach. Yeah, they have a lot of things to figure out. We know that there's supposed to be a jump from week one to week two. The only way that jump happens is if you make all of the adjustments. And there are lots of adjustments that need to be made, whether it's getting ready for the specific opponent, cleaning up your own mess, and then figuring out who's actually healthy enough to play football this week, or who could be healthy enough to play football this week.
Oh, yeah. And that was a big part of it as well, the Bears injury report. And we'll obviously get updates on that today, because they had a walkthrough yesterday. So again, it was an estimation. But either way, it wasn't even that much to me. Like, yeah, we can go through the laundry list of this is what happens today in this day in the NFL. But we knew that what we saw on Monday night was not, it wasn't enough. Like, that's it. We saw the Vikings come back. Unfortunately, you know, Nashawn Wright goes down, and that's somebody who I'm very interested to see how his injury status also stacks up this week moving forward. But when it comes to the concept of what are you going to do about what you saw in your game after seeing the film on Tuesday, I feel like that's partly what we heard in that answer and the result, because we're having to sit and wait as well. So you know where they are. It's good to hear that work is being done on that, too. If you've got something that you really want to absorb, and this echoes what we heard in training camp, I thought that that was pretty important.
I feel like a lot of hard and tough conversations are being had, and that's making them less hard and maybe less tough based on the result of a loss, and knowing that obviously everybody in that building wants to win. Remember, going back to the original press conference, the Ben Johnson special, if you will, get comfortable being uncomfortable. That is a mantra that has stuck with me based on the way that Ben Johnson is willing to talk about his players to the media and to the general world about, hey, this needs to be better, that needs to be better. He doesn't sugarcoat, at least I don't feel like he sugarcoated anything along the way. And that's not just talking about the people underneath him, but also talking about his own performance. That's why I'm encouraged about what's going to happen Sunday compared to what happened Monday. I'm not saying they're going to win on Sunday, but at least you're understanding. You're able to kind of ride along with the process and see what's going wrong. That wasn't the case this time last year. We were just kind of like, okay, I think this is what this means. And Matt Eberflus says this, that, and the other. But now it feels like you're, you know, in the little sidecar riding along in the with the motorcycle.
Well, and let's listen to what Ben Johnson said when he was asked yesterday about what he thought about Caleb Williams' mechanics on Monday night.
There was a lot of good that came out of it when he was doing it properly. Ball came out on time, and you know, I thought he was delivering accurate footballs, but it's still not 100% all the time, and that's something that we're working through.
Now, I understand that people are going to hold back, and when he said throwing it on time, that was the main concern last year, and we saw how under Thomas Brown that time was less. You know, he started 10 of 10 on Monday, goes 11 of 25 after that.
Slightly.
I don't think that is accurate.
Slightly problematic. And there's a reason why, I'm sorry, different reasons why some of those throws were incomplete versus other throws. There's like, okay, a guy just out of off the fingertips versus you threw that ball on the ground. You quote unquote dirted that ball or sailed that ball.
Yeah.
The dirted balls concern me more than the sailed balls. Because sail, I can even say, okay, you want to make sure your guy was the only one who can catch that. But the dirted balls, especially when guys are in a static position, like a screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's tough to comprehend.
Well, and again, I think that is partially a timing issue. You know, we talk about it in baseball. Launch angle many times is a product of timing.
Oh, yeah.
So in this case, I think timing is symptomatic of other things, as you're seeing. And you can't sit there and watch that game film over again and say, well, nobody ran their routes properly, because we know that's not the case. So then, therefore, what were the adjustments? Where were your eyes supposed to go and at what time? So we've talked about how we thought that that wasn't necessarily on the up and up. We saw it play out in yet another game. It's not like we're talking about something in a massively different manner than what we had seen before. One of our texters, if you recall, said they gave the prediction on Friday and they mentioned like 2 fourth-quarter touchdowns. Well, we saw 1 fourth-quarter touchdown and the other one came on the first drive. The first drive was remarkably different and it does matter a lot more. I do feel that way about that. But when it comes to the drives in the middle, you know, that's where we saw, unfortunately, punts, turnovers on downs, missed field goal, the things you didn't want to see. And that's where the work comes in. You know, people yesterday talked about the biggest jump in the NFL games being from week 1 to week 2. So if your QB's doing extra work and he's late to the media session, at least you know why.
No, I think it's great news. Like, I would be upset if I was in the media room and I had stuff to do. And I know there's editors, producers upset that stuff maybe didn't get turned around in time. But in the big picture, oh, the quarterback's out here getting that extra work in. How can you be upset with that?
Right, because the next question is, how are you going to use it against the Lions? Your head coach's former team coming back after they only scored 6 points in their first game. This is going to be an emotionally charged game, whether or not anyone wants to admit it. And I think the ones who do, they might be the ones who either have it work against them if you make mistakes because you're seeing red, or you're playing motivated football with a crowd behind you in Detroit, for example. And we already heard Dan Campbell call it a must-win game. Our segment here on Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. About the inaccuracies we did see, as we mentioned, in the second half, Caleb Williams was asked about all of that yesterday.
Yeah, it's frustrating because, like I said, after the game, it's like you did everything up to that point right, and then you missed pass. And it's frustrating. That's something that we practice on, something that we get after, and something that I'm going to keep, you know, getting after, keep correcting. There's passes that I feel that I typically don't miss in those, you know, moments and situations, and especially with, you know, some of the passes being what they were and how wide open, and you miss and you move on and you correct and, you know, you find ways to get better.
At the start of the second half, those the three and out, three straight misses, did it feel like some of those throws that were off target kind of came in spurts as you watched it back? And like, were you able to put your finger on maybe why that was?
Yeah, I think some of it, the coming in spurts aspect of it, I think it came from, you know, something as simple as, you know, the footwork and just being, you know, being on top of that and, you know, being smooth with that. Even if, you know, footwork was right, it's just being smooth with it, you know, not being hesitant and letting it rip. And, you know, I think that's always something that quarterbacks need to have in their mind, and something I always try and have in my mind is be decisive. And decisiveness always wins. And, you know, when you start being hesitant, things like that, you start missing passes and easy passes that, you know, you feel that you don't typically miss.
Okay, so you hear that from Caleb Williams talking about really not even the elephant in the room, but something everyone saw, including Caleb Williams, including his head coach, Ben Johnson. You can work way up and down the coaching staff, his teammates, obviously frustrated pass catchers, would-be receivers, tight ends. And what struck me about that is him talking about being hesitant, because he talks about the footwork, but he talks about the hesitance. And my question becomes, okay, it seems like he has an idea of what his problem is. He's a analyze himself to be hesitant. And maybe his head coach also sees that and they agree on that. So now the question becomes, what are you going to do about it? Ben Johnson's job, singularly, I mean, he's got a lot of jobs because he's a head coach, not just a quarterback coach or an offensive coordinator. But his focus right now should be, hey, can I get my quarterback to hit people and not be hesitant?
Here's the thing, too, is when we're watching it, we're looking at a quarterback drop back, and naturally, because of how a camera follows the game, how we're seeing him, we are dictated by his rhythm, right? We're dictated by where we're watching him first, and then we want to see the ball get thrown, and then we see what happens out in front of us. And the hard part about that is you don't see everybody in the frame, right? That's why we talk about the All-22 being a gateway drug now for a lot of people.
Oh, my goodness.
And B, I think that's where I trust guys who are seeing it real time, like Troy Aikman, for example. I really do appreciate his evaluation. Mark Sanchez is another one that I think does an excellent job. Obviously, Peyton and Eli. Eli very complimentary, as we heard of Dennis Allen in that first half, talking about mixing zone and man. Those are the people who, when you're watching stuff real time, they're the ones who are scanning the field. We're the one watching the drop back. I'm watching the offensive line block. Your focus there is on what's in your frame. That's why it's important to watch the game again. What you're not seeing necessarily, unless it's right in front of you, is who's open. You know, like I can see when DeAndre Swift is open in a flat. I can see when certain people real time are open 5-10 yards. You know, you can't necessarily see it if the camera doesn't pan to it in those spaces. So he's dictating our tempo in these cases. And that's why I think it felt so fast as to what we saw in the first drive, as opposed to then what we saw elsewhere. And we're watching it going, okay, 1, 2, 3. And you're naturally following his rhythm.
And his eyes, where his head is pointed.
But you can't necessarily tell how much his rhythm is off. Here's my issue, though, is on the other side of the field, you also have a young quarterback who succeeded after throwing a pick six in his hometown stadium for his rivals. So we're not talking about him as much because what did the Bears do? They ran, or the Vikings do. They ran the football more. Like the Vikings ran the ball more, and that's why we're not necessarily nitpicking a bunch of J.J. McCarthy's other throws, because he got the job done.
It's an old adage, Layla, but it stands true. Comparison is the thief of joy, but especially if you're a Bears fan right now.
But is it the thief of joy, or is it making us evaluate things in an unrealistic manner?
I think yes.
Like, if the Bears run the ball more and they win the game, are you talking about this as much? No. And frankly, there's not as many passes to talk about because they've run the ball more.
One quarterback threw 20 passes, the other quarterback threw 35. I'll let you guess which is which.
Yeah, I will say this, though. I think when you hear, though, that the work is being done and you want to know how, at least we got a couple more answers than what we had previously. The issue, though, is you still have to apply them in the game. Coming up next on Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score, we'll get into what Ben Johnson had to say a little bit more in yesterday's availability and talking about needing that running game and the run production. I said it for a reason. I'm setting us up. I like to set up a run-pass game when I can. We'll do it next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Listen to the Raheem and Harris Show with Mark Grothy on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
You look at the stat sheet and it said for over 100 yards, but really a lot of those were from Caleb. We need more from our runners, whoever that is, receivers or the running back room. It doesn't matter. In the run game, we were subpar overall. And then protection had spurts of being really good and then other times where we didn't give Caleb enough time.
That was Ben Johnson on Tuesday. This, of course, is Thursday on the Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody Show. Mark's at Hallis Hall. And Caleb Williams was responsible for 58 of the Bears' 119 team rushing yards. The only running back by name, position, job, was DeAndre Swift with 17 carries. He had 53 yards. DJ Moore, not typically a running back, had 3 carries for a total of 8 yards. And when we consider what we just mentioned going into the break, Marshall, the fact that we're looking at a lot of passes and talking about a lot of what didn't work after a loss because of what the Vikings answered with in the second half, how they made adjustments. One of them was very much, I think, not only getting Bears nemesis Aaron Jones in the mix, of course. Aaron Jones ended up with receiving yards as well. He was a multi-purpose threat for them. But also Jordan Mason. Like, I feel like Jordan Mason and Aaron Jones, that was a steady diet to open things up, and that's why they were able to outscore him 21-7 in that fourth quarter. All of this gets tempered, gets diluted. The effects of it are not as much if the Bears run the ball more.
Well, either the Bears run the ball more or they win. You can pick your poison there. But I'll say this. I told you about the comparison being the thief of joy. Let me tell you something. If Ben Johnson has Aaron Jones and Ben Johnson has Mason, things go very differently than what we saw. They didn't have the personnel to do the types of things the Bears needed to do in the second half as far as the run game. And that's why it'll be interesting to see if Roschon Johnson comes back or if they have more confidence in Kyle Monongai. But also, I'm a big believer, Ben Johnson would tell you himself, he got lost in the sauce. First game, head coach, and neglected the concentration that he's used to putting on offensive play calling. He neglected that because he got lost in the sauce of being a head coach in the first time in that situation on Monday Night Football.
Lost in the sauce.
He did. He
so good.
He let it get away from him. He lost the plot, however you want to put it.
He did lose the plot. Yeah, and we heard him.
And he realizes it.
We heard him come back around. Like, when you've hired people to do certain jobs, I don't necessarily know that we've seen either the right decisions made or the that person being listened to as much. I think it's more of the latter than the former. But when you've got other people to do those jobs, then trust your people, you know, and that I think that's hard. It must be much harder than we realize when you consider teams like the 49ers have gotten into that pickle. Obviously, last year's Bears against the Detroit Lions specifically. And you see what happened with Ben Johnson with the challenge and the timeout situation. And frankly, the 2-minute warning. So all of that said, yeah, lost in the sauce is a good way of putting it. But additionally, again, I just feel like when you're running the ball successfully, everything slows down in a good way. Yeah, everything gets more controllable in a good way if you're the team wanting to establish that. And I feel like that's what the Vikings did, and that's why they were able to ultimately win the game. You're keeping the ball away from the other team when you do it successfully.
That's good to do when you have a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter, right?
It's also good to do when you have a quarterback in his first NFL regular season game. on the road. Like there's a million different reasons why it helps. They didn't have the personnel to do it. Like my overwhelming takeaway from Monday was they weren't good enough. And I know that sounds like such a throwaway statement, but the players weren't good enough. The play calls weren't good enough. The execution wasn't good enough. And that's what we saw. Were there positives? Yes, absolutely. That's why I mentioned that first drive, because that is the thing that you have to believe in. But when it comes to just how you set yourself up, like if you're watching the movie of them walking off the field at 27-24 and then you hear record scratch, may be wondering how I got here. Well, part of the reason you got there was because you didn't address the running personality like you wanted to.
So funny that you say that, Layla. 815, this is beautiful, actually, from the text line. 815 says, I'm a pretty casual Bears fan. But was it really that much of a brain cramp for them not to pick up another solid running back this offseason?
I guess it was, 815, because we don't understand it either.
And maybe things will change. Maybe this week in Detroit, inside that dome, they will find a running game and it will be pervasive and they'll rush for over 150 yards and take some pressure off Caleb Williams. But I doubt it. I doubt that's the way it's going to go based on what I saw.
Well, and let's listen to what Ben Johnson had to say, because number one, we heard all about Kyle Manungai. He was our Manungai in training camp. Who's your Manungai?
He was not
it
Ben
was
Johnson's
him.
Manungai.
He's running back
the game.
For the Rutgers.
I forgot about running back for the Rutgers.
The
Kyle Manungai, running back by trade, didn't get a carry in the game. Ben Johnson was asked about that.
Yeah, I need to call more runs. You know, we probably were at, what, under 20 for called runs for the game. And so I need to call more so that we get him in the game a little bit more. But that's something that EB and I have talked about, just making sure he has more carries going forward.
So then Caleb Williams was asked about it. Just what do you think about your head coach saying that? And here was his answer.
Ben said he needs to call more run plays. You know, Coach Johnson said that he needs to call more run plays, and that's what, you know, he needs to do. It's not a me thing. It's not a my decision. I think part of it is, I think we had in the first half, our run efficiency in the first half wasn't as good compared to our second half and how we picked it up. And I think that's what he's going off of in that situation. But other than that, if he said that he needs to call more, that's what, you know, he needs to do. I know that as a quarterback, if we run the ball efficiently, it helps my job become not necessarily easier, but, you know, opens up, you know, more lanes and things like that for me, because now people, you know, have to come up and the defenders have to come up and defend the run a little bit more heavily. And now allows us to take, you know, maybe a few more shots or anything like that. So if that's what Ben said, and Coach Johnson said, that's what, you know, that's what he feels he needs to do. That's what we need to do.
That's Caleb Williams talking about Ben Johnson, the running game, here on Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody. And what I heard him say is, that's above my pay grade.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's like, okay, well, if that's what he said. And I don't think that was said with any sort of other opinion about it.
I would have said, like, the same thing.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. I don't know. Maybe if I'm quarterback, I would have been like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, you can also agree.
I may not have said, like, if that's what Ben said. I probably would have just gone straight to the part where a good running game helps me as a quarterback, makes my job easier.
No, I didn't have a problem at all with what he said, because I'd be like, yeah, if that's what the head coach said, then yeah, that's what we probably need to do. But they absolutely need to do it. And for everybody who calls out Ben Johnson is saying, oh, that's Matt Nagy 2.0. I disagree, but this is a good day for you, because we know Matt Nagy didn't like to run the ball either.
Layla, what are you going to do?
Famously said, I'm not an idiot.
What are you going to do, feel like, say, if they indeed do run the ball more, but the success rate remains what it was last week?
I think it goes back to what we were talking about yesterday. What is your picture of, A, what you're willing to put up with omelet, break eggs, situation wise, what how many eggs are you willing to break?
All of them, because I hate eggs. That's my short answer. Go ahead.
But you know what I mean.
Oh yeah,
you who also speak in constant allegory and metaphor.
How do you hate eggs?
It's
they're disgusting. We don't need to talk about
there's
that.
There's no way to know. There's no way to know.
It's like some people think cilantro tastes like soap. Is that what it is?
But there's so many ways to consume egg. You have to find one way that an egg is good.
I've had them all. Trust. I've had them all.
We need to broaden your horizon on eggs.
Okay.
Like an omelet. You get your meats in there, your veggies, everything.
You think I haven't had an omelet?
What I hear right now is Detroit fan trying to distract us from Bears game plan.
Exactly, because he wants Detroit to be in
I'm trying to talk about eggs. What does that have to do about Detroit? I'm talking about the deliciousness of eggs.
Break all the eggs.
I'm trying to be silly.
Layla, Robbie, Ray, break all the eggs to get whatever it is you need out of your offense and your run game specifically on Sunday. Throw the whole carton of the jumbo, you know, the bigger eggs, the jumbo eggs, throw them all. I know they're expensive, but throw them.
But that's the point here. So okay, what does progress look like to you? Or how much are you willing to put up with if this is a loss? You know, for me, it's like, okay, if it establishes more of a run game, then I'm good with it. If it means that we see more accurate throws out of the quarterback. Number one is win. But if that doesn't happen, what are you willing to put up with to see what you need to see out of this moving forward in a way that's productive?
I'm in the sidecar, so I'm just along for the ride, but I would like to see better production and accuracy from the passing game. I'm not that confident that the 3.1 yards per carry for the actual running backs is going to improve. Now, I would love to be proven wrong on that. I'm not even wrong because I'm not predicting it won't succeed. I just won't be surprised if going up against the Detroit Lions defense, that running game doesn't look any better.
Yeah. I think, again, best thing you can do is score on your opening drive.
Yes.
That if you are trying to build good habits, then looking like a version of yourself that we didn't find familiar and then succeeding on the drive is probably number one. Number two is run the ball more to people whose job it is to run the ball, and that will open up the ability to run the ball more with people who need to when they have to, aka your DJ Moores, your Caleb Williamses. Although if running means not taking a sack, then we might see more of running in that way than we do, again, of actual dedicated carries to, say, the running back.
Yeah, I hope it's more running backs. I hope it's either Roschon Johnson or Kyle Manungai, or at least DeAndre Swift is able to break a couple of runs or hit him in the passing game. Remember, they were throwing to the running back early in that game on Monday night, and then they got away from even that portion of it. You don't have to necessarily run the ball to have run-like plays.
773 with a good point here. Like, call more runs. Will the offensive line open up any holes for the RBs to run through?
And that's my concern.
I also think, though, based on what we know about the skill sets of these guys, outside zone seems to be the case. Like, Ben Johnson may have not said it, but outside zone, based on what they can do, seems to be the desired way they want to run the football. Like Olin Krutz said, too, Drew Dahlman is an outside zone specialist. So if that's the case, then hopefully you see that as well. I would love to see the offensive line open up holes. That's something for me where I am a little more patient, just because this is a new group, and they are better. Like, period, paragraph, they are better. I'm not seeing the center on his butt every play, for example, sitting because he got blown off a block. Yeah. So that helps for me.
I would just like to see maybe a celebratory post-game, an exhale collectively from the fan base, those who are tasked with talking about the Bears every week, which reminds me, before Chicago takes on Detroit, tune in Sunday from 9 to noon for the local, your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Molly, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, they'll be live at Flagship on the Fox in St. Charles. They'll get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, we'll have instant reaction from Flagship on the Fox on the Great Clips postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tire. The postgame show will be exclusively streamed on YouTube and Twitch. That's due to the Cubs game at the same time.
In the meantime, not only is this a game against Ben Johnson's former team, it's also the first time the Bears have played the Lions since everything changed.
Mm.
So let's get into that next here in Rahimi and Harris with Mark Rohde on 670 The Score.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
The Raheemi and Harris Show with Mark Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Clock is running for 15 seconds, and it's 3rd and 26. They have one timeout left.
This is like the light box. You could have gotten numbers, but just didn't.
You better hurry.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is disaster in the making here. You're going to have to do something when it comes down to this play. Incomplete, and the game is over. Completely botched at the end by the Bears.
Why does it sound worse as if I haven't heard it already? Why did I purge it from my mind that violently? That courtesy of Fox Sports, of course. This is Raheemi and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score. Mark is at Hallis Hall, so he will join us at 1:25 again today. That Lions game really was the flashpoint.
Don't purge it, though.
That changed everything. After that, nothing was the same.
Layla, let that wash over you so you can remember what it was, what happened, a moment in time, so that you can have a place you go to sometimes to remember how things were.
Don't be sad that it's over. Be happy that it happened.
Listen,
I was not happy it happened. Layla. That's pretty sure why my brain was like, delete.
See, you're looking at this the wrong way.
I'm saying my brain did it for me. I didn't want to.
No. I got you. But what I'm saying is, if that doesn't happen, does Matt Eberflus continue to coach? Like, I think everything needed to happen in the way that it happened so that Ben Johnson is now the head coach.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. And so that's...
You believe that?
Which part?
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, I do believe everything happens here. I think usually the reason is people make choices.
I don't. I believe it. It's more about how you respond. Like that could have happened, for example, and Ben and Matt Eberflus could have been fired, but that doesn't necessarily mean the Bears would have responded with the right decision.
Oh no, that's what I'm saying. Usually it comes down to choices, because the things that you can't control, like, you can control who you root for. If you choose to root for the Bears and become a lifelong fan of the Bears, you have made a decision now that's going to impact your mood, your energy, future choices that you make, how you look at the world. Think about that. Just from your fanhood, whether you're born into it, because you can always opt out. I know people who have opted out of, you know, their father, their mother, their uncle, grandfather, grandmother, whoever was a fan. That's why they became a fan of a certain team. But you can always opt out.
Yeah, for me, it was just me laughing at how bad it sounded in the moment versus...
Still sounds bad.
versus how bad it sounds now. And I'm like, why does that still feel the way it feels? I had forgotten about that.
Because you have a soul.
Yeah, or I just tried to move on and haven't quite done it yet. And that's the point here. So if it's like that for me listening, I was kind of surprised that Caleb Williams answered in this way when he was asked about last year's Lions game.
How do you look back at the last game there when you went there from Thanksgiving game last year?
How do I look back on it?
Ford Field, yeah. How do you look at that now, you know, months later, a year later?
Yeah. Good team. You know, made a lot of plays. They made a lot of plays. They came out with the win, and, you know, we move on from it.
See, he moved on in a way that you wish you could have moved on, but Robbie decided to play that clip for you, and now you're right back to remembering.
I asked Robbie for that clip.
Oh, okay.
But I did
bear down.
Now that I hear it again,
okay.
The way "good team" is said, and maybe it's because I saw Robbie laugh whenever he said it that way. I guess that's what you're choosing to say about it.
Yes.
But I'm really hoping, for the love of God, that everybody learned from that game. Everyone. Every lesson that possibly needed to be learned by people who are still with this team and by the guy who used to be on the other side and is now here, I sincerely hope that we see some real progress compared to it, because you can't say that based on even what we saw last week. Timeouts and game situations, strategy, kicking, for example, 2-minute warning, all the stuff I just mentioned in the last segment. What about that game last Thanksgiving tells you, based on two nights ago, what you're seeing is okay? Three nights ago? I never know what day it is, guys.
No, it's tough. I said Sunday earlier. Obviously, it was a Monday night football game. I think,
based on the Vikings game, game number one.
I think while that memory lives, and there were things that he learned, probably namely that we're not out of it till we're out of it, because they did lead a huge comeback just to get in. Do you remember the first half of that game, by the way? The first half,
I was at my dad's house, and we were making Thanksgiving at the time. And I focused a lot on my Thanksgiving prep duties, because they were not performing well.
They weren't.
And my dad was like, "Why do you have to watch this team? They're really bad." I'm like, "Yeah, it's my life."
The end is the end of that game, but the resilience that Caleb Williams and that team showed in coming back, that's a story unto itself. So maybe he learned a little bit about resilience in that matter. And ultimately what he learned is the same thing we all learned, which is the Bears need a different head coach. That's the biggest takeaway from that game.
Yeah. But this, even if they lose the ball game, if there is a better attention paid to challenges, and there is a more attention paid to timeouts, again,
play calling,
strategy when it comes to using your special teams unit, I don't know, don't have a blocked punt at Ford Field. That would be another thing that I really want them to focus on. Can you imagine how loud that place is going to get if that happens there?
We
gloss over that from Monday.
Yes, and we had Patrick Manley on, and what Patrick Manley, if you'll remember, tells us about when usually there's a field goal blocked or there's a punt blocked, is like, there was something that they saw and they almost did it the first time. They almost did it the second time. Third time they got it. And it's like, the adjustments aren't made from Richard Hightower, the special teams coach, and seeing we have a vulnerability that we need to address before the next time our special teams unit runs back on the field in that situation in this game. Not next week when we go look at film, but I just saw that guy get blown up and they almost got a... That's what I need to see from Richard Hightower and company.
He speaks today. And just like last year, we saw, for example, the Packers almost got to that blocked field goal. And then what happened in game one? They done blocked it.
Yeah, can't have that happen again.
Game over.
That can't happen. And that's not even a different guy. That's the same guy you had last year in that position in Richard Hightower.
Who talks today?
Richard Hightower, H-Mac.
Oh, my goodness.
That doesn't even make sense.
We're going to give you Dennis Allen, and we're going to give you H-Mac, and we're going to give you Declan Doyle. That's who we got. And plus, Mark Grody's his jubilant return to the locker room. I say jubilant. I don't know why I threw that adjective in there.
Because it's fun.
Fierce.
Exactly. This is Raheemi and Harris on 670 The Score with Mark Grody. Mark, as we mentioned, over at Hallis Hall. And this will come up a little bit later in our show. Tonight, the Packers host the Commanders on Thursday Night Football. Coverage begins at 6:30. Kickoff is at 7:15 right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. And if it was anything like well, the last NFC-related matchup that happened on Thursday last week, we're in for a really good game.
I would like a really good game.
We need it.
Those are interesting quarterbacks that we're following along. I want to see what Jaden Daniels does against this vaunted Packers and maybe a little bit more Micah Parsons-related release.
Yeah, you think you're good? You think you're an ascendant quarterback? Well, we're about to find out.
But what if he puts on a show?
Micah Parsons played like Forrest Whitaker from Fast Times at Ridgemont High last
week. Oh, my goodness. That's a very specific callback.
Didn't you see
Remember what they did to his car?
Micah Parsons chased down the entire offensive line, then ran the opposite way across the field to chase down Matt Stafford and take his soul.
Stafford had a chance to throw that away, too, but he's like, I can get... No.
Why did I say Matt Stafford? Jared Goff.
Yeah, Jared Goff had a chance to get away, but he could not get away. Like, he could have released the football earlier.
Also, to the texter earlier who said that Jared Goff is mediocre. Jared Goff is one of the five quarterbacks in the league last year that threw for a 75% completion rate. I need you to check your sources. Like, I'm not trying to throw shine on that man. I think he's... They also had the highest scoring offense in the league last year. Like, let's call it what it is here.
Not mediocre.
No. Speaking of that, his head coach had a lot to say yesterday. We'll get into what Matt, the ever quotable, I would say. I think Dan Campbell is one of the most quotable coaches in the league. Well, even for him, he was kicking it up a notch. So we'll do that next here, Raheemy and Harris, with Mark Grody on The Score.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.